Have you ever felt something lurking in the shadows just beyond your sight, just beyond your reach? A faceless presence watching, waiting. Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. This is yet another installment of our Urban Legends Month of Halloween. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and today we dive into the dark and chilling world of the Slender Man. Born from the depths of the internet, this figure has transcended mere pixels to become a symbol of our most primal fears. Who or what is Slender Man? Is he simply a modern myth or something much, much more? Let's find out. Tune in and keep the lights on. Slender Man was first created in 2009 as part of a Photoshop contest on the Something Awful forums. The task was to edit supernatural images, and Eric Knudsen, under the alias Victor Surge, introduced a faceless, lanky figure dressed in a black suit with unnaturally long limbs. His creation wasn't just a haunting image, it was accompanied by captions suggesting a grim backstory involving the abduction of children. This eerie figure, with its simple but chilling design, quickly gained traction on the internet. His ambiguity was part of the allure. No one knew exactly what Slender Man wanted, where he came from, or why he targeted the children. The more the story spread across forums, creepypasta websites, and social media, the more people contributed to the myth, adding their own stories, their own sightings, and even video series like Marble Hornets, which helped cement his status as a modern urban legend. What started as an internet meme took a dark and unexpected turn in 2014 in a small Wisconsin town. Two 12-year-old girls lured their friend into the woods and stabbed her 19 times, claiming they were acting on behalf of Slender Man. The girls believed that by committing the crime, they would become his proxies and live in his mansion in the forest. The victim miraculously survived, but the crime shocked the world and raised serious questions about the influence of online myths on young children. Impressionable minds! Or were they? This incident became a global news story and ignited a debate about how internet folklore could lead to real-world violence. The connection between a fictional entity and a brutal crime highlighted how myths, no matter how modern or absurd, could become dangerously entangled with reality, especially when consumed by vulnerable individuals. The fact is that Slender Man originated as a fictional character created for entertainment, designed to elicit fear through his faceless, unnerving appearance. Fiction. While Slender Man is often depicted as a supernatural being capable of mind control and teleportation, these abilities are purely fictional, invented by internet storytellers. But the fact, the influence of Slender Man on real-life events, like the 2014 stabbing, demonstrates the disturbing power internet folklore can have, particularly on young or mentally unstable individuals. While there is no evidence to suggest that Slender Man is real, the consequences of his legend are undeniable. The case served as a reminder of how fragile the boundary between fiction and reality can be, especially in an era where viral stories and digital myths, including AI, can spread rapidly across the globe. Slender Man's faceless, anonymous appearance taps into primal fears of the unknown. Psychologists have noted that faceless figures and folklore like ghosts, monsters, and shadowy entities play our innate fear of being unable to read intentions or emotions. Slender Man's eerie silhouette lurking at the edge of forests or in the shadows of children's playgrounds embodies our fear of the unknown and the unseen. Additionally, the myth taps into anxieties about childhood safety, particularly in the digital age. As children spend more time online, parents worry about the dangers lurking in the virtual world, and Slender Man has become a stand-in for these broader fears, representing the unseen threats that modern society faces, especially when it comes to our most vulnerable members. Slender Man has had a cultural phenomenon reflective of the power of digital folklore, showcasing how the internet can rapidly create and spread myths that tap into modern fears. There are creative outlets. The legend has inspired countless works of art, stories, games, and films, engaging people in shared narratives and spurring creativity across multiple mediums. A great discussion starter: is Slender Man real? Has he sparked important conversations about the role of the internet in shaping real-world behavior and the potential psychological impact of online myths? Real-life consequences, though, like the tragic 2014 incident, demonstrates the dangers of blurred lines between fiction and reality, especially among young or mentally unstable individuals. But the sensationalism that the media often uses for the Slender Man myth, contributing to fear and misunderstanding about internet culture influences behaviors, and the exploitation, some argue that the widespread adaptations of Slender Man exploit fear without acknowledging the dark real-world implications, turning a tragic event into entertainment. Is Slender Man truly dangerous? Some argue that Slender Man is nothing more than a fictional character, and the fear surrounding him is exaggerated. After all, millions have encountered the story online, but only a small fraction of people act out in harmful ways. Skeptics point out that people should be able to distinguish between fantasy and reality, and that blaming Slender Man for real-world violence distracts from deeper issues, such as mental illness or inadequate parental supervision. Yet, the case of Slender Man stabbing proves that for some, the line between myth and reality can blur in dangerous ways, raising critical questions about the impact of internet culture on vulnerable minds. And so, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of Slender Man. From his internet origins to his dark real-world impact, he serves as a reminder of the powerful role myths can play in modern life. Is Slender Man just a story? A creation of our darkest fears that found life online? Or is he a symbol of something more? something lurking in the shadows of our digital world. Whatever the answer, remember, sometimes the most terrifying things are the ones that come from within our own mind. Perhaps Slender Man isn't just an urban legend. Maybe in some way he reflects the deepest anxieties we harbor. And that's the scariest thing of all. So, the next time you're alone, scrolling through the internet in the dead of night, be careful. You never know what might just be there with you, watching you from the other side of the screen. Good night.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Chetta Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.